The following content contains mature language.
Sleeping with Sirens, hello. How's the UK treating you?
It's great. We absolutely love it here, and we're having a blast. We love it over here.
It's always a blast.
Yeah. Is there anything different which you find which is a little bit too different to America? Food? Weather?
Oh, the weather, yeah.
Maybe the weather.
The weather, for sure.
Yeah, I live in San Diego, California, so it's always sunny. It's always, I don't know what the Celsius would be. It's always hot. So
probably be like 30 Celsius.
I guess so, something like that.
35.
That's about it, though. The people are always like super nice here, which I love. And maybe that's different from California because everyone in California are assholes. So.
It's true.
Yeah, everyone's really sweet here. So.
Is there going to be a second acoustic tour? Is there a chance of it coming over to the UK?
Actually, I can tell you right now.
Not a tour.
But we are playing an acoustic show that's based off of the album coming out. And we're doing that August
25th.
25th with State Champs.
Here in London.
Right before Reading and Leeds. We're announcing it tomorrow, but I'm telling you right now first. You got it. You heard it here first.
Exclusive then. Have you got a favourite place to perform, whether it's a special festival or a special venue, which isn't in the UK or the US? Because you do quite a lot of the European festivals, which are fairly mental. Is there anywhere which is a little bit too mental?
It sucks because I really think that Reading and Leeds is like one of the coolest festivals I've ever played in my life. I don't know like anything tops
hands
that.
Down.
I mean, Warped Tour is always awesome. Just, you know, growing up in the States, always attending Warped Tour and being able to play it. But there's something really special about Reading and Leeds. You know, at least growing up and always hearing the history of it and reading it in magazines and actually being able to play it is pretty fucking wild.
I would say the same thing about here. I mean, not to be like, not trying to like, you know, suck up here to anyone, but like every time we play here in London, it's absolutely incredible. I mean,
yeah.
We always pull out like all the just the extra little, like, you know, the tricks and doing pyro and It's just this one place that we always like go all out every time we play here.
Yeah.
Cool. So you co-headlined with Pierce the Veil. Do you feel there's anyone, another band, which you'd like to co-headline with?
Maybe I'm like the jaded one in the band. I don't really quite know like who's popular or who we sound close to. You know, I'm always listening to old bands and stuff, so I'm a bit more jaded, but. I don't know, is there any other bands?
I thought earlier this year, I was thinking about Panic at the Disco. I thought that would be
Panic
a cool
would be
one.
Awesome.
Us and Panic.
We loved touring with All Time Low, they were fucking awesome.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Panic would be great. Fall Out Boy would be awesome too. We love those bands.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
But we'd probably be supporting them. They're pretty big.
I think we could do a co-headliner with Adele, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I think, you know, like we both have a good sound. It goes together.
We've sold around the same records.
Yeah, it's about all right.
It makes sense.
I mean, you've mentioned the acoustic album, the EP, the tour, festivals. Is there any other plans for the rest of the year which, after sort of festival season's gone, you're going to be pursuing?
My birthday party is on Halloween. That's for sure. That's set in stone. That's going to be a party. And that's, yeah, you can't change it. But that's there. That's it. That's planned, right?
Other than Gabe's party, just a lot of touring. I think after this tour, we're going to start focusing on writing a bit. So start figuring out the rest of the year going into 2017 as far as what the next steps are, when the next record's going to come out, and take it from there, I guess. But other than that, just always being on the road, always on tour.